Scouting is a must for any successful field crop, and recent rains have intensified the need, especially for winter wheat, which is rapidly growing. Sales agronomist Bob Fanning with Country Pride Co-op advises checking for weeds, especially cheatgrass in wheat.
Boy, you really need to get out there and get that herbicide on when the cheatgrass is small, and with a lot of different herbicides, there's limitations as to what growth stage the wheat can be in. And so you'll really want to get that time properly.
Weekly scouting will keep growers abreast of growth stage in wheat, which can impact what products can be applied to the crop. Fanning says an early herbicide application is common in wheat, but scouting will determine if there's any disease problems.
As usual, tan spot, septoria, base fungicide application decisions on what level of disease you have, what level of inoculum is in the field. Producers can probably save themselves at least a little money by not doing that if it's not needed.
Fanning states tan spot and septoria are most common in wheat-on-wheat rotations, and farmers can likely eliminate an early herbicide with a diversified rotation.
If your previous crop that doesn't host those diseases of tan spot and septoria, which is basically anything other than wheat, is really not going to be a great deal of benefit in putting those fungicide in there.
Scouting later in the growing season may determine the need for a fungicide closer to flowering to protect against scab. Finally, Fanning recommends nitrogen be put on prior to jointing, which may be imminent in winter wheat fields in southern parts of the state. Weekly scouting is a key step in managing wheat for optimal yields. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Geppert.